Welcome back to DNB College. Today we're building what I call a concrete echo intro stretch in Ableton Live 12. This is an intermediate dark side atmosphere move, and the goal is simple. Make the opening of your tune feel cold, engineered, and heavy, like it's echoing through a concrete corridor before the drums and bass fully arrive. This kind of intro usually lives in the first 8 to 16 bars, or it works as a pre-drop tunnel for DJs. And that matters, because a good DNB intro is not just decoration. It sets the emotional world of the track. It tells the listener what kind of room they're in before the groove lands. You want pressure, distance, and motion, but you still need enough space left for the kick, snare, and sub when they come in. The lane for this is dark side, rollers, neural leaning, half-step tension, and more industrial DNB intros. If you want the tune to feel like it's coming out of an abandoned rail yard, a warehouse stairwell, or a tunnel with no daylight, this is the technique. Start with a dry source that has attitude. Not a pretty pad, not a big lush chord. You want something with a hard edge, a metal hit, a scrape texture, a reverse re-stab, a found sound, or even a tiny transient pulled from a drum loop will do the job. If you want to synthesize it, use operator or a wave eatable and make a short tonal ping with a fast attack and a short decay. Keep the source simple. No sustain. No long tail. No sub-energy. Just a clean hit in the mid-range with a bit of character. If you're using a sample, trim the front edge so it's tight. What you're listening for here is impact. Even dry, it should feel like a wall strike or a mechanical object, not a musical wash. Why this works in DNB is because the intro needs a recognizable echo source. Once delay and reverb start working, a hard source still reads clearly. A soft source often melts into fog too fast and loses that concrete identity. Before you add any space, shape the source with EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz depending on the material. If it gets boxy, dip the 250 to 500 Hz range a little. If there's harsh metallic bite, take a small cut around 3 to 6 kHz. And if it needs a bit more presence, a controlled lift around 1.5 to 3 kHz can help. This is not about polishing it into something beautiful. It's about making sure the hit still reads clearly once the echo tail and reverb arrive. If the source is too full range, it will steal headroom and blur the eventual drop transition. Now, there's a useful creative decision here. You can go darker and deeper, keeping a bit more low mid body while still cutting below the subzone. That's great for grim rollers and weighty steppy intros. Or you can go thinner and more skeletal, cutting more aggressively and letting the echo and reverb provide the body. That suits cleaner neuro intros where you want the atmosphere to feel hollow and distant. If the track is meant to feel massive and menacing, lean darker. If the drop is already dense and you want the intro to stay open, go thinner. Now build the concrete echo chain. You can do this on an insert, or on a return if you want more shared control. For speed, I usually like it as an insert first, then you can print it later if needed. A strong stock chain would be echo, saturator, and reverb. Another good option is delay. EQ8, echo, and then saturator if you want more control before the space gets huge. Start with echo. Sync it to something like 1/8, 1/4, or dotted 1/8. Put the feedback somewhere in the 25 to 55% range. Darken the repeat so the tail is clearly darker than the source. Keep the stereo width moderate at first. You can always open it up later if the mono balance stays healthy. Then add reverb, but keep it controlled. A decay around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds is a good starting point. Give it a bit of pre-delay, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the hit keeps its front edge. High pass the reverb so it doesn't cloud the bass later, and tame the top end if the tail starts to fizz. What's happening musically is that echo gives you a tempo-linked pulse, and reverb gives you scale. That combination is huge in DNB because even atmosphere needs to feel locked to the grid. You're not making random ambience. You're building engineered space. One thing people often miss is this: filter the repeats, not just the dry source. The repeats are the real event here. In echo, use the filter section to darken the tail. You want the reflections to sit somewhere in that 1 to 6 kHz zone depending on brightness. And if they get fizzy, remove the top end before it smears into the reverb. If the tail is muddy, clean it up after echo with a EQ8. A great move is to put auto filter before the delay and slowly automate the cutoff over 8 bars. That gives the feeling of a corridor opening up. It's subtle, but it changes the entire emotional arc. What to listen for here is whether the repeats feel like they're bouncing off concrete, or whether they sound like a shiny digital delay line. If it sounds too glossy, darken it. This style needs pressure, not polish. After that, Add a little grit, saturator is perfect, and drum boss can also work if you want a tougher surface. Keep the drive moderate, maybe 2 to 8 dB, and use soft clipping or a gentle curve rather than going full destruction mode. If you use drum boss, be careful with the boom unless you specifically want a low resonance. The point is to make the echoes feel like they're being pushed through a worn speaker or tunnel system. And here's a useful fix-it idea. If the chain starts sounding crunchy in a bad way, lower the feedback before you lower the saturation. A lot of the time, too much feedback is the real problem and saturation just reveals it. Now make it feel rhythmic. Don't let it drone forever. You want it to breathe with the tune. In Ableton, you can do that by editing the clip, so hits land on off beats or irregular gaps, or by automating track gain, filter cutoff, or send level over 4 or 8 bars. A nice dark side pattern could be to hit on bar 1, a quieter echo answer on the end of 2, another hit or reverse version on bar 3, and then a thicker tail into bar 4 as the lead-in. For a more aggressive feel, make the atmosphere answer itself like a question and response between empty space and impact. For something more cinematic, let one hit bloom and gradually become a wash. What to listen for is forward motion. It should move like a phrase, not like a drum loop. If it starts competing with the actual groove you plan to bring in later, simplify it. In dark D&B, space is part of the groove. If everything is always moving, the corridor disappears. Now check the atmosphere against a rough kick and snare or a bass placeholder. This part is crucial. A texture can sound amazing on its own and still ruin the arrangement. Put a basic drum loop underneath and listen carefully. Does the intro leave a clear lane for the snare crack? Does it stay out of the subzone? Does the echo rhythm support the future groove, or does it fight it? If the drums disappear, lower the atmosphere a few dB, narrow it a bit, or high-pass it more aggressively. If the intro feels too empty, add a second texture layer instead of just turning up the first one. That keeps the arrangement cleaner. At this point, resample or freeze and bounce the processed texture onto a new audio track. This is one of the best Ableton moves here, because it turns a heavy process chain into audio you can cut and shape faster. Once it's printed, you can reverse a fragment, chop a tail, fade edges, or shift tiny sections around to create micro variation. You can also add a second light chain to the resampled layer. Auto filter is great here. Redux can add a bit of degraded grit if you want it. Utility can help you narrow or widen the layer on purpose. Keep this resampled version lower than the original. Its job is to add realism and weight, not to dominate the whole mix. If the resampled version already sounds right, stop there. Seriously, don't overcook it. Commit to audio and move into arrangement. That's often the fastest way to keep the tune moving. Now shape the intro as a phrase, not just a loop. A strong 8-bar version might start sparse, then gradually get more active and wider, and then finish with a clean little gap before the drums enter. If you're doing 16 bars, the second half should evolve. Add a new layer, open the filter more, or make the echoes more damaged. Don't just copy the first half louder. This is what makes the intro DJ-friendly. The listener needs to feel the ramp. They need to sense that something is coming, not just hear a static texture that goes nowhere. Keep an eye on low end and stereo width. High pass any unnecessary low content. Be careful with heavy stereo on the low end. The atmosphere can be wide, but the pressure should stay centered. Use utility carefully and check mono regularly. If the texture collapses completely in mono, it's too dependent on phase tricks. What to listen for in mono is whether the echo still feels present. It can get narrower, but it should not vanish. A good intro can be spacious without losing its core. A few common mistakes are worth avoiding. Don't make the atmosphere too full range, because it will mask the snare and muddy the bass entrance. Don't use too much feedback, because then the tail stops feeling rhythmic and turns into fog. Don't leave the repeats too bright, or the intro starts sounding shiny instead of dark. Don't throw heavy stereo on too early, and don't forget to test it with drums. The solo version can fool you. A really strong pro move is to print the echo tail and edit it like percussion. Cut tiny gaps into it so the tail breathes around the groove. You can also use a filter duplicate, where one layer is darker and narrower, and another is wider but quieter. That gives you body and scale without clutter. And if the future snare is meant to hit hard on 2 and 4, place the atmospheric responses just after those moments so the intro already feels connected to the drum pocket. If you want even more menace, distort the repeats more than the source. Keep the dry hit identifiable and roughen the space around it. That separation keeps the impact intact while still giving you grime. Small timing nudges on resampled fragments can also make the reflections feel more real, like they're bouncing in an actual room instead of floating in a plugin. Here's the bigger mindset shift. Treat this like a pre-drop system, not a standalone sound design loop. If it doesn't make the next section hit harder, it's not finished. That's the real D&B test. So, to recap, you start with a short, hard source. You clean the tone before adding space. You build the concrete echo character with echo, reverb, and a bit of saturator. You darken the repeats. Keep the low end under control, and check everything against a rough drum loop early. Then you resample, edit the audio, and shape the intro as a phrase with a clear rise intention. Keep it cold, keep it engineered, and leave room for the drop.